You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, I spoke to Sarah Claudine from an organisation in the UK called Safe Gigs for Women, which promotes safety at gigs and festivals for women by raising awareness about sexual harassment.
Safe Gigs for Women was established in 2015 by a woman called Tracy Wise, who still runs Safe Gigs to this day. Tracy was at a show for her favourite band called the Manic Street Preachers when she was sexually harassed during a song earlier at the event. She decided, rather than kind of turning it into, you know, like a negative thing, she was going to turn around and ask other people about their experiences of assault and harassment. And initially it just started out as an awareness campaign. So she was asking people to tweet her or send her messages and share their experiences. And it kind of escalated from there, really.
Yeah, so it's an awful issue that seems super prevalent, and obviously your organisation is in the UK, but it's definitely something that is an issue here in New Zealand, especially with a lot of the big festivals that we put on in New Zealand. What kind of things do Safe Gigs for Women do to help with the problem?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, we're still growing all the time. So we have a couple of different kind of things that we do. So firstly, it's like an awareness campaign. So we spread awareness of the issue around it on social media. We also have a presence at a lot of live music events. So we've approached a lot of artists and event organisers and promoters to have a presence at their shows. So what that will mean is that we go on the day of the gig, say, and we'll be there to talk to fans as they're going into the venue and just talking to them about harassment, about their experiences. And how they, as like an onlooker, can help. So we always say to people, if you see someone being harassed, if you see someone being assaulted, you can intervene and you can help the victim, and also kind of, you know, you can intervene and speak to other people about assault and people that maybe don't necessarily even know what they're doing is assault or harassment. You can talk to them about that and kind of educate them. A lot of it's about kind of consent education as well. So we go to gigs, first of all, and we have a presence and we talk to gig goers, talk to musicians and artists and try and get them to spread our message as well, because quite often they have a much bigger platform and a bigger voice than we do. We also, in the future, have to be able to run workshops with venues and also with security staff at staff venues, because quite often they're outsourced to other companies. And yeah, just to work with venues as well on their own policies. A lot of venues, I don't know if it's a similar case in New Zealand, but in the UK, a lot of venues have a behaviour and a conduct policy that people have to obey while they're on the premises. But a lot of that is to do with, you know, abuse of alcohol or drugs, but there's not necessarily much in there about people behaving inappropriately. And obviously, security teams are only as good as the guidelines they've got to follow. So it's about trying to get venues and stuff on board as well. So yeah, it's a very all-encompassing, talking to gig goers, gig organisers, and then all different other kinds of people that are involved in like the whole music scene, really.
So where do you think the problem does lie in terms of sexual harassment at gigs?
I'd say it really goes down to a very, very deep root problem within our culture, general kind of all Western culture, that women's bodies are seen as kind of public property, you know, that people are openly harassed everywhere. So it's not just in the music scene, but obviously when you get somewhere like a music venue where people have the anonymity, the crowd, that they can take advantage of going in to grope someone and maybe not be caught out because they're only a big crowd of people. Obviously as well, it's a shame that when people, you know, drink and take drugs, as they may do at festivals and things like that, then their inhibitions might be lowered and they might behave in a way that they wouldn't usually behave in. But I guess what we really just want to try and do is open up a discussion about this and just get people to talk about it and say this kind of behaviour is not ever acceptable, and people need to be kind of aware of that.
Do you think there's a bit of a difference, maybe say more of an acceptance towards harassment at music festivals or gigs as opposed to just every day on the street?
Honestly, I'd say from my own experience, I'd say I have probably been harassed about a similar amount in public as I have been at music events and festivals. But I'd say the difference is if I'm openly harassed in public, I feel like I can more easily report that harassment. And I feel like, you know, it's a lot more accessible to kind of report that incident, and it's more visible to other people if it happens somewhere. But like I said, when you're in a big crowd, there's this kind of anonymity aspect of it, that you're in a big crowd and people might not know that you're doing it. Also, I do think people, particularly more at festivals than gigs, I think people have this, what happens in Vegas kind of attitude sometimes when they go to a festival, that they'll just behave really responsibly and feel like almost whatever they do in those couple of days, there's no repercussions. They can behave however they want and no one can call them out on it. And that's what we're trying to do in safe gigs, is calling people out on behaviour and saying, you know, it's never acceptable to behave this way. And I mean, music is supposed to be about, you know, festivals and stuff is supposed to be about people who love music and they want to all go and have an amazing time together. And I just think it's really, really unfair and really sad that people who have gone with the intention of having this amazing time and who have all paid for their tickets and, you know, they've really dedicated themselves to going to this festival just for the pure love of music, having that experience completely ruined for them by horrible people that just will harass them and assault them and think it's acceptable to behave that way. And it just shouldn't be. We should all be able to enjoy music and not feel threatened in that environment. So there's a very big difference, and this is something that we have been kind of asked about, picked up on. There's a very big difference between being in a gig and being packed in with lots of people and having people accidentally kind of brushing past you. There's a big difference between that and that kind of contact than someone deliberately putting their hand up your skirt, trying to put their hands down your top. You know, that's a very deliberate act. No one does that by accident. Someone just brushing against you by accident. And something that we do get when we talk to people about safe gigs for women is there's this horrible victim-blaming attitude of, oh, well, if you don't like the touching and the contact, then you shouldn't put yourself in those situations. But that's, you know, comparable to saying that someone deserves to be assaulted because of the way they're dressed, or, you know, it's just, that's not what it's about. You know, we should be able to go into these spaces, and yeah, it can be intense, you can have people pushing you around and stuff, but you accept that. It's when someone deliberately goes out of their way to violate you and make you feel uncomfortable, well, that just really shouldn't be acceptable, and, you know, we should all work together to try and make sure people know that they can't behave like that. And yeah, that women should be able to feel safe in those spaces.
So what kind of measures do you think do need to be put in place to create a safe environment for these women at the gigs?
Well, I mean, I would say look out for each other. I mean, if you're going to a gig with friends, try and just make sure you stick together and you look after each other. And don't be a bystander. If you see something happening, if you see someone, like, being assaulted, or if you can sense someone's uncomfortable, even if you don't know them, just go up to them. Try and sort of say to them, are you all right? Do you need anything? And yeah, just, I mean, just being vigilant and looking out for people and helping if you can. I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, I guess that's why we take a sort of approach of trying to educate people about consent, as well as, you know, trying to help people sort of protect themselves. Because the reality is, you can't really protect yourself against assault, because if someone wants to assault you, they'll find a way to assault you. But it's just about trying to limit, I suppose, the kind of risk to people by just looking out for each other. And I guess if you're someone that goes to gigs regularly as well, you can maybe approach the venues that you go to and say to them, look, have you thought about maybe, you know, implementing some kind of policy? I know a lot of venues in the UK that we've started working with, some of them, even without our sort of backing, have started putting up notices in, like, the women's bathrooms and things, saying our policy on sexual assault is, like, zero tolerance. If anyone's making you feel uncomfortable, report it to security. You know, you should be able to have a good time here. So it's really encouraging to see venues in the UK taking that on board. So, yeah, I guess if you're a regular gig-goer and you go to these venues, you can approach the venue yourself and say, look, why don't you adopt something like this? And, yeah, just, I guess, on a more practical level, if you have been harassed or assaulted, report it to the venue staff. They need to know about it. Don't be passive about it. Kick up a fuss. Make sure people know it's happening and make sure people know that it's not okay. So just don't be a bystander in any of those situations.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.